Do you have your driver's license? I don't. And as a 35-year-old guy, I feel a little bit embarrassed about not having my driver's license. Like most Canadians, when I turned 16 years old, I was really excited to get my driver's license. And as soon as my birthday passed and I turned 16, I went down to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and I got my driver's license. It was really exciting. I had a 6-month learner's permit, and then after that, I did a driving test and got my novice license, which allowed me to drive for the first time all by myself. It was so cool, and I loved the freedom that I had, the newfound freedom of being able to drive by myself. Now, in my province in Canada, after 18 months, you can graduate from your novice license to a full driver's license. However, I never actually did that. I just stuck with my novice license because it was essentially the same thing and I didn't want to have to take a second driving test. Once I left my hometown to go study at university, I actually didn't drive much where I was living because it was a more urban center and I was really into biking at the time. And so I would just very rarely drive my girlfriend's car around. But I found that I didn't actually need my own car. And I was kind of proud of that, actually. I was saving the environment, I was saving money, I was biking around. It was great. And I didn't need a car. So fast forward 10 or 12 years, and now that I'm 35 years old, I find that I want to drive, especially when I travel. I would love to be able to rent a car and visit some more remote places that require a car. So last time I was in Canada, I went to go to the driver's license office, the DMV, to get my driver's license. But because I'm living in Korea, they wouldn't let me get a driver's license. They said, you're not a Canadian resident and you actually can't get a license unless you're a Canadian resident. So now this means that I have to get a driver's license in Korea and then I will have to get my international driving license as well. So this is my summer plan. And from the research I have done, I'm going to have to go down to the DMV in Korea 3 times, take a couple of tests, and it's going to be kind of a lengthy process to get my license. Thankfully, they have the testing in English and in Korean, so that will be much easier for me. And I heard that the test is actually quite easy. Now, I'm a pretty good driver. I have driven a lot, even though, you know, I haven't owned a car. I have driven quite extensively. I drove across the USA and Canada before. So yeah, I have hundreds and hundreds of hours of driving experience. So I feel confident in my driving skill. I think I can get the license easily. And yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the summer, I will have a Korean and an international driver's license hanging out in my wallet and I'll be able to do some road trips shortly. So that's my summer goal, getting my driver's license at 35 years old.